joined in studio right now by two of our wonderful producers. We've got Marlene and Ryan. Good morning.
Good morning.
Morning again. Now, Ryan, you've got something to talk about this week, and I've got something to talk about. And Marlene, we're just going to give you so much bingeable content.
Yes.
We're going to give you so many things to watch. Okay.
Marlene has a life.
Yeah. Ryan and I sit at home watching television all night. I think we actually do. We watch a lot of the same shows.
We do.
We have a very similar taste in television.
Yes.
So you've got something that I've already watched,
yes,
and that you're halfway through. So tell us about Killing Eve.
Yes. So it's a great little series on iView. It's set in the UK, set all over actually, but mainly in the UK.
Yeah.
And it's a crime drama, but it's kind of a quirky crime drama featuring Sandra Oh, who was in Grey's Anatomy.
Yeah.
And I can't, you've looked up the
Jodie
name.
Jodie Comer.
Jodie Comer.
Great young actress.
Great young actress, yeah. And great duo on screen. So Sandra Oh plays a detective, Eve.
Yep.
And she's been called upon by a sort of a spy agency to investigate a series of attacks or assassinations, sorry, on prominent figures.
Yeah.
And basically, Jodie, I can't remember the character's name.
Villanelle. Yeah.
Who's this young, beautiful person on the outside, but she kills people.
Yeah. Psychopath.
So, yeah, she's been going, and you sort of see it from both sides of these really strong women, really different women, but there's some sort of strange attraction and intrigue that each other has about the other one, and complicated sort of backstories in the assassin's case.
It's a beautifully woven story with kind of so many different layers and complexities to it.
Yeah.
It is super, super popular as well. Everyone's talking about this. It's won a bunch of awards. It's given a bunch of publicity to most of the actors who were in it.
Great supporting cast as well. So all the characters around those two are just kind of really funny and witty. And
it's a very witty program. It is indeed.
And you sort of get sucked into the story because it's a whodunit. Not a whodunit. It's a sort of why are they doing it.
Mm. No, it is a total. Yeah, exactly. It's like that. A twist on the whodunit. It's a why.
Like the psychological.
Yeah, absolutely.
What's the reason behind all this, and how did she become such a good but also aggressive and
terrible,
psychologically stuffed up killer?
Yeah, she's a total psychopath. She's a classic psychopath.
And what's going to happen to her?
Well, exactly.
Because I haven't finished it yet.
No.
Episode 5.
Well, it got renewed for a second season before it had even premiered. This was the really cool thing about this show, is that they knew it was going to be a hit. The second season comes out on the 7th of April.
Oh, cool.
Which is exciting. So you've got to binge it now.
It's all free on the ABC app.
It's all free on iView. And it's actually quite a beautiful show to watch as well. The way it's shot is quite interesting. Mm. The way that...
It does make me want to do some travel over in that
area. Oh, my God, yes. And the costuming's really great too. They play a lot of fun, kind of whimsical things with Villanelle's costuming.
Oh, she's styled so well in
that. And she's beautiful. Oh, my God, she's stunning. It's just, you would never like a psychopathic killer more in your life. She's just very likable. It's very strange.
Yeah.
All right. I want to tell you about a show that I've started watching. I have this really bad habit of only starting to watch shows once they've been cancelled and just getting very, very into them. So this is a program that you can stream on Foxtel's new streaming service, which is called Foxtel Now, a very interesting take on a streaming service and a very interesting way to get access to a lot of Foxtel content without actually having to pay for Foxtel. It's called A Place to Call Home. A fantastic Australian series that started, many, many years ago. It was originally produced by Channel 7, and then after two seasons, Channel 7 canned it, and they said, we don't want to do it anymore. And then there's a rumour going around that, the sister of whoever owns Foxtel or runs Foxtel called him and said, you can't let this show be cancelled, and so we picked it up.
Yeah.
And now it's been produced. There's a total of six seasons. So two were produced by Seven, and the remaining four were done by Foxtel, first for Soho and then for Showcase, two of their different channels. So it follows a nurse who comes to a small country town. It's all set in Australia, which is really cool.
Yeah, great.
It's set in the 1950s. And it follows a nurse who comes home after being overseas for 20 years or 10 years or something like that. And she comes back to Australia and goes to a small country town, which is essentially run by this very aristocratic, very rich family. And she becomes a nurse in this town. She's got a very mysterious past. Her name is Sarah Adams, played by Marta Dusseldorp, who is a fantastic actress. But The show stealer in this program, in my opinion, is Noni Hazelhurst.
She's a bit of a villain in it, right?
A total villain. So yeah. The last time I saw Noni Hazelhurst on my screen, she was playing with Big Ted and Jemima, right?
Yeah, she's a big softie.
This is a very different role for Noni Hazelhurst, and I loved it. Now, it's also got a really stellar supporting cast behind it as well. David Berry is in it. He plays James Bly, the son of this aristocrat. Now, last week I spoke about Outlander. David Berry is in Outlander as well.
Cool.
And he's a fantastic, but very similar characters played in each program. There's definitely some similarities between his characters in both. As I said, there's six series. They're all on Foxtel at the moment. The last episode premiered in October of last year, so it's officially off our airwaves now. It's all over, all said, all done. Thank you, Lineman. Thank you, Ball Boys. Yeah. There's 67 episodes. Each goes for about 45 minutes. That's a lot of content. That's going to keep me
happy. What a great
happy.
Run, though, like for a show what that was axed.
What a phenomenal run. Yeah, and it's a really beautiful way to highlight the gorgeous country towns that we have here in Australia. It's set in rural New South Wales. It was shot in rural New South Wales. It's a really beautiful film stylistically, a show stylistically to watch, and it's very dramatic.
Well, it would contain a lot of sort of contrast between present day social attitudes the things that were happening in the
very
decade
typical 50s,
era that it was set.
Very typical 50s.
Very different Australia.
Super different Australia. Very interesting. And, you know, there's all the class wars and racism and awful bigoted attitudes that tended to come with the 50s and days gone by that come through in the show and really do highlight some backward attitudes. And
I think the guy that created it did create Home and Away and Packed the Rafters and all those shows.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure he did too.
Bevan Lee, I think his name is.
Did like a trifecta of romantic dramas.
Well,
in
all his stuff is just so great. And he did Always Greener, which is another one of my old favourite shows as well.
Oh, yes. Always Greener, Packed the Rafters and Winners and Losers as well. Yes. He did Winners and Losers too.
Yes, he's pretty good at getting those Aussie stories and Aussie characters.
Great show. So that one is on Foxtel now. You've got Killing Eve on ABC iView. Marlene, we've done it. You've got all this content to watch.
Marlene has been.
Episodes.
You actually have been watching a show as well. You told me about it earlier. All Saints.
I'm stuck in a time warp, a time zone, where I'm just watching TV series from the 90s.
I love 90s drama.
That.
Sometimes it's just so nice to go back.
It is.
I started Blue Heelers recently.
Really?
Yeah.
Good God.
Blue Heelers and All Saints were staples.
I used to love Rescue Special Ops. That was a really good one too. Yeah. That's an early 2000s show for us all. Where are you watching All Saints?
Pardon?
Where do you watch All Saints? Is that on anywhere?
I think it's on the 7 Plus or 7 Catch Up or whatever.
Oh, fantastic.
But there's so many seasons. It's kind of really cool to see
Georgie
like
Parker,
all
Eric
those
Thompson.
Actresses and actors.
Yeah. Way back when.
Way back.
When yeah. Yeah. You got to look out for the cameos too of those people who went on to be a little bit big. Yeah. All right, cool. That's some good content for us all, guys. Thanks for joining us.